This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting the way things are just sort of buzzing around now. We've got this, the rioting going on in Minnesota, and you know, I just can't blame people for wanting to riot. After watching the videotape myself and seeing what was going on with the individual that was on the ground being deliberately choked, it looked like. And, you know, I just, when I looked at that, I said, you know, this kind of reminds me of the Obama era of policing, which a lot of, you know, police officers and I think legal people would look back on the Obama era of policing as one of very severe aggressive behavior by certain cops and by certain policing agencies in certain communities. And it just sort of went back to that. Now, we understand, and we're really, certainly in the New California State, we're really on the cop side. We get that. We really believe in policing and in lawful behavior, and that we understand. And in fact, we just had a rally for the police. Really, it was the rally theme for law enforcement in support of law enforcement here in California for the New California State on last Monday. So we kind of get it when we go out and do the rally business, but there are those officers that had certain training during the Obama era that I found very, very disturbing under certain kind of programs like the COPS program, and it just reminded, I just for a minute there I said, man, this guy's being deliberately, he's got his handcuffs on, and this officer's really just choking him. And with the arrogance of a monstrous murder, I mean, that's really what it looks like. I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, it's on video, and very good quality video. It's like somebody just staged the whole thing and murdered the guy. It looked that way. I have to tell you. And of course, the COPS programs and things like that, in which there was, forget about the various jurisdictions, we're all just one big policing agency, right? Remember, it got into that citizens military that for the homeland business that Obama always wanted, where everybody becomes militarized. Remember, they were militarizing, you know, Department of Education, you know, the Justice Department, all these various departments are starting to become militarized with their own SWAT teams and things like that under Obama. And they deliberately do that and did that in some states as well. And of course, California with the, with their own little private army. Oh, did I say that? Yeah. So it was just odd to me to see. And, you know, I used to do business and side by side with police officers all the time, and apprehending people, busting people. I mean, doing policing work as a school administrator or aiding, and sometimes having the assistance of the police aid us in very serious things that were going on in schools. So, you know, I understand this whole police business thing, but I'll tell you, the visual was terrible, and the attitude on the face of the guy was even worse. And I think that's one of the things that sparked this riot that in Minneapolis, and now that we have Los Angeles going on, we could be seeing a lot more of these riots spring up. I think it's very important, obviously, that the president respond in an appropriate fashion. And it seems that he's called out the Justice Department to get out there immediately, and they did some immediate things in justice to be responsible to see. It's clearly a civil rights violation. And I guess one of the things is that they've been making calls to the governor as to why they haven't arrested the four officers that were involved. You had one officer who was putting the squeeze on the guy's neck with his knee, and then you had three other officers who were just sort of standing by, and then people started saying, look, you know, this is not good. They're killing this guy. So the bystanders were telling him, you're killing this guy. Well, they killed him. They killed him. And so what do you tell the bystanders now? You know, you tell them it's murder. This is the thing. This is what I'm afraid of. Is it like in Missouri? Remember all that Nixon was the governor down there when we had the Ferguson riots and Brown and all that stuff? Now, in that case, the officer was absolutely justified in what happened. Yet the handling of it looked more like a promoted riot than anything else. Remember the officers were all told to stand down and let the cities burn? Remember that? The governor was more in the way of looking like a riot promoter than anything else. And then we found out that there were people bought and paid to go down there to riot by George Soros. Staged rioting. That's what Ferguson was all about. This is not conspiracy theorist 101. By the time we started breaking out all the different billing cycles for various entities that were actually calling for actors and people to go down there and get paid to riot, all of a sudden everything started to change. I don't think this is a paid riot, though. I think this is a promoted riot, perhaps. Is this one of the sparks that they need to promote a riotous America and try and stop Donald Trump to becoming president? Is this the fifth wave? Their fifth attempt to dethrone Donald Trump? Is that what we're seeing here? Listen, only wild speculation at this point. And I'm just throwing it out. It's safe to wildly speculate, right? Well, I guess unless you're on Twitter where you can't think except only the group think. It's another thing. The president has got his sights on Twitter now, and for good cause. The whole situation in Twitter is really kind of... I think it's going to cure itself, because I really do think and I really hope that the president does step in. I really do. I really hope that he comes in and just nails them. This whole thing of being able to use these social media platforms with as much wide open space that they get. Now, when I mean that, they're public, or excuse me, they're private, yeah, but they've got this super platform for communications, and there are a lot of federal agencies that are starting to look at this platform that they have and look at the reassurances that Zuckerberg and the Twitter people have given to government about freedom of speech and so on, where they haven't been following up on it. And this comes back to the fact that they were fact-checking one of the president's tweets. Basically, the thing that they were going to do next is they were going to take him off Twitter, right? Well, then we talked about this yesterday. All of a sudden, we started finding out the guy who was writing the tweets was really, he was censoring everything, was really just crazy, right? Anyway, we've got Donald Trump talking about that. He's going to straighten it all out for everybody. I hope so. This is just the beginning of the end, I think, for some of these social media platforms and their outrageous censorship that's going on. Some other stories is that it looks like there's going to be more people accusing Mueller and his team of other things. Looks like there's going to be a criminal investigation. Devin Nunes has requested one into the whole Mueller-Russiagate thing. Trump attorney accuses Mueller of monstrous lie and scheme to defraud. Hey, we're just warming up. Matt Whitaker with us in the second hour. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Going to look at the video here from with Bernie Carrick. Says George Floyd. The George Floyd was the victim of the knee of the police officer, and Bernie Carrick is going to make a comment about it from Fox News. He's the former New York commissioner.
We're going to bring in former NYPD commissioner Bernie Carrick, who knows a lot about tough situations. Arresting is also the head of prisons. And before we get to Bernie, you know, this is a Houston native. He grew up in the Third Ward, graduated Jack Gates High School, played football, moved to Minnesota. He worked there driving trucks, according to a friend of his. The difference between me is I had more opportunity than he did, wrote a good friend of his who won a championship with the San Antonio Spurs. But again, we're dealing, Bernie Carrick, we're dealing with a, you know, in this case, a guy suspected of forgery, for crying out loud. And I'm looking at this. You're trained in the use of martial arts. You know how sensitive a neck area is. Why didn't, he's not resisting that we can see in this new video, which we're going to go to now. Why would they keep their foot on his neck for 6 minutes or more?
You know what, Sean? I don't think anybody has the answer, because it defies logic. It defies common sense. It defies training. It defies arrest policies and procedures. There was no resistance. You know, I'm curious as to, they took him out of the car. They sat him down. Then all of a sudden he winds up in this position with this guy's foot on his neck. His knee on his neck. Why? How did he get there? Why did he get there? Why did they keep his leg on his neck as long as he did? The guy's crying out that he can't breathe. You know, I am one, as you are, to give the men and women in law enforcement the benefit of the doubt. In this case, this is atrocious. This was an abusive use of force. It was a killing of someone that should not have died.
You know, you also are trained in martial arts too, and you and I, you know, it's my passion, so I talk about it with everybody about this. And you know, one of the things that we learn is about the neck and the neck area. But again, once somebody, I want to go to the second video now, and then we're going to go to the audio in the first video. In the second video, this new video, you can see that he's walking with the officers. I don't see any resistance in this new video that came out, Bernie. None whatsoever.
There is none.
There's none.
There's no resistance. From the time they took him out of the car, there was no resistance. Then he winds up on the ground, and Dan is right. Had he not had his head in position in the way he was, he'd have been out in 9 seconds, 10 seconds. But to prolong it the way they did, yeah, the way he did, the cop.
No resistance here. No resistance.
No cop that I know understands why he did what he did.
All right. Let's go to the original tape that we have been showing. As you can see, I don't see any resistance. This tape just came out. This is the tape. Listen to the audio here. It's faint.
Yeah, I don't know why the officer is doing what he's doing in these pictures. He's basically got him down. He's begging for his life.
Bro, with your feet on his neck, man, you get out the
car. His nose is bleeding. Like, yeah, come on now. Y'all gotta hold him down.
Why would you do drugs, kids? It ain't about drugs, bro. Y'all understand that?
Nah, y'all don't gotta put y'all in
his neck, bro.
Right.
He is human, bro.
His nose is bleeding.
Yeah, this is, this is whatever this officer was doing. You really have to wonder about where he got his training and what he's thinking here. That's just, you know, I'm just saying it. Now in Los Angeles, we had some protests that erupts over the George Floyd death. American flags burned. Highway 101 blocked, of course. The typical things going on. This is they show pictures of Minneapolis in this article, but it also says protesters in Los Angeles temporarily blocked 101 and clung to a California Highway Patrol cruiser during a downtown demonstration over the death of George Floyd. Floyd, 46, died Monday in Minneapolis with video later showing him on the ground with a police officer's knee pressed against his neck. I can't breathe. And we just heard some of the cries for help that he was making there. President Trump on Wednesday ordered the FBI and Justice Department to investigate the case. In Los Angeles, protesters at one point were seen burning an upside-down American flag, Fox 11 from Los Angeles reported. Well, now we're getting these kind of protests and things like that. This is what was going on. This was an article. This was Mike Tobin. This is where I first started to really look at this. Tucker was playing this the other night, and I was listening to some of this stuff about what was going on. I don't know if this is the one where we got, I don't think it is, but we'll see what this has got.
Rioters cut a path of destruction through Minneapolis last night after a video went viral that showed a man dying in police custody. Our Mike Tobin has the latest on that story. Hey, Mike.
I know Uncle Tommy.
And Tucker, it's a different scene out here outside of the 3rd Precinct in Minneapolis. We can watch. We've got a pretty thick row of police with some light guy rag here at the ready. You can see you've got a bike patrol. They've got the pepper spray at the ready. They've been launching the pepper spray. And here is your crowd of demonstrators off in the foreground who have been conflicting with police. You see all the bottles here in the foreground. These are the bottles that they've been throwing at the police. They're chanting right now, I can't breathe. At the moment, you see the column of police and bike police backing up. I want to point out some of their gear. You see some of the tasers on their hips. Look for the orange tubes that some of the officers are carrying. Those are the tear gas launchers. As you look up at the roof of the 3rd Precinct, you can see, well, you can't see that now. There's one of the flashbangs that went off. There's a flashbang coming our direction right now. Careful, Tomas. So
let's see. Let me kind of put this in perspective. We've got protests and riots going on. I mean, you have to say that. I mean, really, the protests are breaking out all over the United States over this COVID virus business. And now you've got something like this where somebody's murdered in the hands of the police. And now you have riots that are breaking out. So protests and riots. And it seems to be two separate types of groups or people that are doing the protesting on the one side for the loss of your constitutional God-given rights, correct? Because, like out here in California, you have a dictator. It's a real dictatorship out here. You cannot say it isn't anything else. And by the way, all you guys that are now running out there, getting yourself all printed up, oh, we said that this, that, and the other, look at this, it's a dictatorship, it's a dictatorship. And, of course, I'm just going to keep rubbing your nose in the poop. Just like a dog when you're potty training. And if it gets out of hand, you rub your nose in it, right? Or rub his nose in it. You were nowhere to be found. In fact, you were condemning people like myself when we were out there giving the clarion calls years ago that we would be at this point. And here we are. And now we just throw in a, you know, for a hot summer night, we'll just start throwing in all these little riots and we'll just kill a few innocent victims. I want to go back to, and of course we won't know this for a while because there's going to be an investigation. Where did he get his training from, this cop who killed this guy, Floyd? Where did he get his training? I just want to know because, you know, it just seems rather odd in his attitude as he's got his knee on him. The arrogance by which he's trying to kill this guy. Very disturbing. Now, there could be circumstances out there that we're totally unaware of. But I'll tell you what, he was handcuffed. He was laying on the ground. I have no idea. I've never seen the police that I used to work with would never do something like that. Just saying. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. We're going to have Matthew Whitaker, the former attorney general, with us in the next hour, so you might want to definitely stay with that one. You can visit information about him. Then Pete Hegseth is going to be on the show tomorrow. Both are on the Agenda 21 Radio website. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So I know that all of you are really, really, really wanting to know about
what's going on with the COVID virus business.
Well, we got a dictatorship in New Jersey. We got a dictatorship in New York. And Pritzker in Illinois is a dictatorship. And clearly, the struggle for the dictatorship of Kate Braun in Oregon. But in Gavin Newsom land, a clear dictatorship emerges, and it's here. And, you know, everybody's crying out that it's a dictatorship. It's a dictatorship. Shocking. We'll talk about the dictatorship a little bit later. And it's all spawned by, of course, the COVID virus. So let's go through a little bit of the numbers. Worldwide overview. Confirmed cases, 5,813,000. Confirmed cases in the United States, 1,745,000. Isn't that odd? The United States has that many. Of course, China doesn't have many at all. The death factor, 357,000 worldwide, 102,000 in the United States. Oh, a third of it all. Recovered, 2,514,000, 490,000 recovered in the United States. Ah, the worldwide map here, only 82,995 cases in China. Okay, that's like a laughable joke, right? In New York, the king of them all, says 29,000 deaths. I would suspect at the end of the day, if they were to do a fair analysis, my just guess is you'd cut that number down to half at least. You know, people do die of other causes, but, you know, we do know that they've been cooking the books. Because every death is, you know, worth a lot, thousands of dollars. Everybody who dies. So anyway, that's just it. U.S. Attorney General, listen to this. U.S. Attorney John Bash. Where's he from? I didn't get that part of the show prep. John Bash is tapped to probe unmasking requests before and after 2016 election. Aha. Pretty big move there. Here comes another one. Where is John Bash from? They run around taking attorneys from various places. In fact, I think that's what Matt Whitaker was doing at the time when they got a hold of him. U.S. Attorney on a request before and after 20. Okay, Attorney General Barr tapped U.S. Attorney from Texas to review the litany of unmasking requests made by officials in the late stages of the Obama administration, as well as officials in the early days of the Trump administration. And U.S. Attorney General John Bash was directed to review certain aspects of the unmasking in a spinoff from the probe of U.S. Attorney John Durham's case. It seems to me they're going to start doing criminal complaints. And I think it was Devin Nunes was calling for criminal investigations of some of these things. That's the latest. It says another part of it, slow walking is the norm around the FBI. I don't want to get into that story yet. But these are some of the things that are swirling around there. Biden plans to announce running mate around August 1st. Okay, Joe. Let's go, Joe. I mean, I can see the campaign signs springing up for Joe, right? Yeah, I can see that. I'm just saying. I want to get back to this COVID virus thing because there's a lot of other things going on. It's so sporadic. These are the stories. This is brought to you by the Epoch Times. Texas Supreme Court rules lack of immunity to COVID. To COVID, not enough to qualify for mail-in voting. There you go. The Texas Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that a voter's lack of immunity to COVID-19 is not a physical disability that disqualifies people to vote by mail. The court agreed with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who has argued that only a physical illness or disability that prevents voters from going to the polls should qualify an individual to vote by mail. Judges decided that the risk of contracting the virus alone does not meet the state's qualifications for voting by mail. Noting that the decision to apply vote by mail based on disability is the voters, and that they were confident clerks will comply with the law in good faith. We agree with the state that a voter's lack of immunity to COVID-19 without more is not a disability as defined by the election code, the court wrote. But the state acknowledges that election officials have no responsibility to question or investigate a ballot application that is valid on its face. Well, that's kind of interesting. So make it ballot on. Make it. See, this is one of the things that goes on is that you don't have it validated on its face. In many of the cases, when they're just out there springing around votes, the important thing is the loss of custody. I don't care where you're at. I just got to tell you, I think this kind of shoots a hole in the whole voter registration and then voting in mass by mail. I don't think that's enough. I don't think this is enough. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So we got the state Supreme Court of Texas coming around to our way of thinking about at least putting a slowdown on these ballots that are going to go out to everybody for voting, right? Sheriff's lockdown. Sheriff's lockdown measures are unconstitutional. We won't enforce them. This is a growing number of sheriffs across the United States are voicing and acting out their opposition to restrictive measures imposed by their states in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Harsh lockdown measures enacted by governors have sparked the ire of a number of sheriffs who argue that the long list of restrictions goes against the Constitution. Those sheriffs broadly state that they won't enforce many of the lockdown measures. Meanwhile, all 50 states have taken at least some action to partially reopen or lift restrictions, though the extent varies from state to state. More than 60 sheriffs hailing from more than a dozen states have publicly opposed their governor's restrictions, according to a May analysis conducted by the Marshall Project, a nonprofit online journalism organization. Some local government officials told the Epoch Times the number is likely much higher and will grow as frustrations about the stalled economy increase. And the project also acknowledges that there are likely many more quietly declining to enforce them. I think about 90% of them. In interviews, multiple sheriffs said that many of the orders restrict people to the point of violating their rights, particularly the First Amendment, and concerns about religious freedom have also been raised after states recently took to banning church gatherings and also caught the attention of the White House. Some in the law enforcement community, however, said that the answer to this isn't clear as simply not enforcing such restrictions. The First Amendment forbids Congress from restricting an individual's religious activities while also guaranteeing freedom of expression and right to assembly. Constitutional experts told the Epoch Times previously that the restrictions are both unlawful and inappropriate, while others argued that the governments have the discretion to undertake emergency measures in times of crisis. Right. Not like this. Not like this. This is just so over the top, you know, especially what's going on now out here with Gavin Newsom. Mr. Dictator. You should join Pritzker. And who's that girl from Michigan? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. This is a pretty interesting article about the sheriffs. Gives us and this is a new article came out yesterday in the afternoon by Bowen Zhang. Says in interviews with, this is about sheriffs and about how they're enforcing the COVID virus nationally. And they've conducted some analysis from the Marshall Project, whatever that is. They've got a little link here. I'll see this. The rise of the anti-lockdown sheriffs. Ah, the Marshall Project. Great article. The anti-lockdown sheriffs. Opposition to stay-at-home orders is the latest example of a history of powerful sheriffs, which stretches back to the end of slavery and the settling of the frontier. I like this already. this is a great, great example. This is called the Marshall Project. Now, I've never heard of the Marshall Project, but I like it. I like it. So, should we find out more? I'm going to go into the article, though, because this is really kind of important. It says, again, which stretches back to the end of slavery and the settling of the frontier. I think that's pretty cool. And remember, U.S. Marshals kind of over, I guess you can say, can kind of be a little bit more superior than the U.S., the county marshals. It says, after weeks of closures due to the coronavirus pandemic, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said Wednesday that retailers and churches in the state may open at partial capacity, but that gyms and salons must stay closed, and that residents must wear face masks in public. But the 65,000 residents of Chavez County have little to fear should they violate these orders. My department will not be out citing anyone for not wearing a mask, said Mike Harrington, the county sheriff, told the Marshall Project on Thursday. This is dated as a filed story on the 18th. I will not be enforcing any of those orders. Harrington has already allowed at least one gym, among other businesses, to reopen in recent weeks. And Chavez County, which has reported 30 positive diagnoses of COVID-19 and two related deaths, encompass Roswell, a town famous for its association with the debunked but widely believed UFO sighting in the 1940s. Well, you know, debunked, right? It's also one of many rural counties hit hard by the recent economic downturn, the cancellation of any UFO festival this month. Potentially deprived local businesses of millions of dollars in revenue, according to KRQE. So they have an annual UFO festival, and it's potentially deprived. Well, it says it was canceled. Harrington is one of the at least 60 sheriffs nationwide, spread across more than a dozen states, who are publicly opposing restrictions issued by governors, according to Marshall Project analysis of news reports. All law enforcement officers have a great deal of discretion, but the power of sheriffs in particular stretches deep into America, history, to the end of the Civil War and the settling of the frontier. This history can help us make sense of their increasingly central role in partisan battles about public health and economic recovery as they clash with governors through viral Facebook posts and media appearances. I like the way they frame this. And I like the fact the sheriffs are sticking up against the governors. Hello? Hello, sheriffs. Can you hear me out there? You guys are going to have to do something about the dictator. All you California and New California sheriffs. You have to pull together. Or, you know, what are they going to be telling the California Highway Patrol to do next? They just won't be donning the riot gear. There'll be, you know, perhaps real riots going on with real people being shot. By the way, there's a lot of vigilantism going on now in Minnesota. Yeah. In fact, last night, what caught my eye was an interview that was being done on the street in Minnesota with a man who was just about had enough of all this shutdown and everything else, and then now this murder. And this guy was armed to the teeth. And he's got loaded weapons or long gun, handguns, being interviewed. And they are already talking about militia and vigilantes combing some of the streets there in Minnesota. The stay-at-home orders are just the latest opportunity for sheriffs to get noticed, particularly in states with Democratic governors. 75% of the sheriffs in the Marshall Project count were in such states. Very rarely are they able to do things that voters know about, said Zoe Nevermar. Okay, that's a great name. A political science graduate student who studies sheriffs. Everybody knows about COVID, but to truly understand the role the sheriffs are currently playing in the political conversation, it's necessary to go back much further, all the way to Reconstruction. After the Civil War, sheriffs assumed the power vacuum left behind by slave owners, according to Douglas Blackman, author of the 2009 Pulitzer Prize-winning history, Slavery by Another Name, The Reestablishment of Black Americans from the Civil War to World War II. And they were empowered by black codes to make arrests for congregating in public and being unemployed. And they oversaw the leasing of black prisoners as laborers in an economic system that, in effect, continued slavery. Arrests surged and fell, not as acts of crimes increased and receded, but in tandem to the varying needs of the buyers of labor, Blackman wrote. Gilbert King, author of two books featuring Willis V. McCall, a violent racist sheriff of the 1950s, Florida, found that throughout the Civil Rights era, sheriffs were known members of the Ku Klux Klan. Ah, are they now, though? I don't think so. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This article is a pretty good article in many respects. It talks about the evolution of the sheriff in especially the Reconstruction era in the South as somewhat promoting as sort of a lackey, if you will, in defiance of federal laws as they were being applied to the South during Reconstruction. And then of course, as things went on in Reconstruction and the evolution, if you will, I'm sort of shortening the whole story here, the evolution of how sheriffs have been, you know, looked at, especially since Richard Mack. They mentioned Richard Mack in here in the 2016 judge's decision. And of course, Richard Mack, you've probably heard about him. He supported the Bundys, as I did, in the whole situation that was going on, and rightfully so. It was a land grab by the Bureau of Land Management. Everybody kind of gets that whole trip, and of course that goes to the Lavoie Finicum murder by FBI, Obama's FBI, with the help of Valerie Jarrett and Kate Braun, yeah, the governor of Portland or Oregon. I mean, this is just, you know, just part of it. But Sheriff Mack was refusing to, based upon a federal law, he was refusing to do background checks and for people purchasing weapons. And he fought at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court agreed with him that the sheriff is the sort of the supreme law of the county. And since then, there's been a resurgence in how governors and how the federal government views sheriffs. They view them with a lot more respect, and that's why there's an opportunity right now for sheriffs to really push back, which they're doing successfully on this whole COVID virus fight. I think I kind of summarized that good enough for you. So anyway, thanks for listening. Stay tuned to great programming coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.